Kimberly Harbrick, you come from another planet.
I do, Lois, yes.
Tell us about that planet.
So I am here with WABE's Atlanta Planet. We are an online website of arts and culture events happening in town.
So you have the finger on the pulse of all of the arts and cultural events around town.
We know everything that's happening.
Well, where do we begin?
I think a great place to start is this weekend with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. They're having a special guest conductor, Marin Alsop. She's really a glass ceiling breaker within the classical music industry. In 2005, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra named her as their official conductor, being the first female to do so. That year, she also was awarded the MacArthur Fellowship.
Which I still want. Every year I ask for
one. I'm sure you're on the short list, right?
Just a little recognition.
It's all that counts. She'll be leading the ASO in three different pieces.
A hefty program with music of Samuel Barber and Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, the Pathetique, and a marvelous violinist based in Vienna now. His name is Julian Rachlin. He'll play Prokofiev's second violin concerto, so I think that's an outstanding choice.
They'll be performing Thursday evening at 8 p.m. and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Symphony Hall in Atlanta, and then also Friday evening at 8 p.m. at Kennesaw State University's Bailey Performance Center.
Tell us about the 40-part motet. I mean, I've heard of motets in 4 parts, 8 parts, but 40.
This has to be my favorite exhibit that has come to the High Museum. They've done a couple audio installations before, but this is a complete immersive experience. It is Janet Cardiff's 40-part motet, and what she has done is brought together a 16th century song and paired it, I guess you could say, with a modern interpretation, projected through 40 loudspeakers. Mm. All of the speakers are set up in this giant circle, and you can sit at the benches in the middle and listen to all of the parts, or you can walk the perimeter and actually listen to each individual voice. It's a neat sneak peek behind the curtain of what it's like to be in an ensemble experience. Yeah. Tickets are actually half price Friday evenings from 4 to 9 p.m.
Fried chicken and latkes is a very intriguing title.
Should be on everybody's dinner list, right?
Sounds yummy to me.
Fried chicken and latkes is Rain Pryor's one-woman show.
And Rain Pryor.
She is the daughter of comedian Richard Pryor and a Jewish go-go dancer.
It wasn't really until I got older, you know, and you function within other family systems that you realize, oh, the Pryors are definitely unique and different.
It's also hard to categorize this show because it's everything from monologues, impressions, and there's also a 3-piece live jazz band that accompanies her throughout the show.
Bagels and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagels and lox with a toast on the griddle.
Now, this is actually a co-production.
It is. It's with True Colors Theater Company and the Marcus Jewish Community Center of Atlanta, the MJCCA.
A multifaceted exploration of race and identity. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like a lot of humor, too.
It is. Yeah, it looks like a great show. It's playing Thursday through Saturday at the Southwest Arts Center and closes on the 17th.
The theater for the very young. Tell us about that.
Theater for the Very Young is a special program that the Alliance Theater does. It's focused on kids 18 months to 5 years old. They kind of take traditional theater out for this show. It's in their black box performance space, so there's no traditional seating. The kids just sit on the floor with the performers. If the kid gets up and wanders around for a bit, it's no big deal. They actually work it into the show and really just make it a welcoming place to introduce kids to theater.
Hmm. And what will they be doing this weekend?
They are performing The Lizard in El Sol. It's based on a Mexican folktale about how the sun disappeared one day from the sky, and this lizard has to come track it down and convince it to come back up and light up everything.
What a wonderful notion.
It is. So it incorporates colorful puppets as well as Mexican-inspired dance and music.
Can you be over 5 years old and attend? Or can I lie about my age?
You can be one of their accompanying grown-ups.
Oh,
how about
good.
That?
I would like that.
The Lizard in El Sol is at the Alliance Theater's Black Box Theater, Monday through Saturday at 9 and 11 a.m. through January 31st.
Louis Black is one of my favorite comedians. He gets so outraged.
She said, if it weren't for my horse, I wouldn't have spent that year in college. I'll repeat that because that's the kind of sentence when you hear it, your brain comes to a screeching halt.
I see here that he has yet another role.
A lot of people know him from his work on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, but he actually got his start in playwriting. One of his plays is being presented by the Georgia Ensemble Theater this month. It's on stage now through January 25th, and it's a show about two parents who are trying to put on the most perfect wedding for their daughter. Everything's lining up, the bride, the groom, and then, of course, in true comedic timing, the doorbell rings, and someone from the bride's past shows up.
Oh, goodness. We can count on Louis Black for calamity, I'm
yes.
sure. Where is Georgia Ensemble Theater?
Georgia Ensemble Theater is located at the Roswell Cultural Arts Center, really close by to Canton Street, which has all kinds of local restaurants and shopping. So it's a great night out to go grab a drink and then get a show at the Roswell Cultural Arts Center. One Slight Hitch is performing at Georgia Ensemble Theater now through January 25th. The shows are Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., Thursday through Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 2:30.